Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time. I am thrilled this hour to bring you someone and to really drill down so that you can take heart and see that help is arriving across the state over the weekend. People have had it. Dauphin County, Mifflin County, Juniata County, Beaver County, York County, Berks County, Cumberland County, Franklin County. All these were, and maybe some others, left out of Governor Wolf's, all right, you paid your penalty, you can go reopen now. And Dauphin County is one of the leaders because the state capitol is in there. They're going to move to the yellow phase despite Wolf's orders. What's critical to me to hear from Jeff Hayes, who'll be with us in a second, is their feeling about why it's time. You know, I think they're hearing this on the ground, and I think despite what the media has tried to do to make this that there's something wrong with you, if you think it's time to start moving toward, it's only the yellow phase. You know, before you get, by the time you get to the green light phase and all that, it's going to be the middle of June or beyond, I think. Let's go to the chief commissioner in Dauphin County, which, as I said, to place it on the map, Harrisburg, the state capitol building, is right there. Jeff Hayes, Commissioner Jeff Hayes, is with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Commissioner Hayes, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Dom. Thank you for what you do every day down there.
Well, I appreciate it, but you guys are giving me hope because you probably saw this, Jeff. The big guy in this to me that I'm working over and have been for a while is Bucks County because it's the first one controlled by Democrats where they gave kind of an ultimatum to Governor Wolf to tell them by this Wednesday when they're going to be able, a date certain, to reopen into phase one. I got to say, for these two Democrats, it takes a lot to do this. But you guys contain the state capitol, Jeff, so it's even better. Here's the question I have for you. Why now? I wanted listeners to hear from someone in touch with the people there. Why did you decide to do it now, the ultimatum, at this point?
Well, I think part of it was, and if you read the letter I wrote, I titled it Enough is Enough. And what it was just a combination of frustration. I'd spent a week talking to businesses and people in our community and county commissioners from around the state, and there was some hope and some optimism that we might be able to go to yellow on when he made his announcement last Friday. We really didn't think that would happen, but there was real optimism that we would. And when that came about, and so that night I was there Thursday night, started pinning my frustrations to have the letter ready that if the Wolf did keep us in yellow, I was going to send it. And that's what I did. And part of it was, this was started to, we were told we wanted to flatten the curve and we wanted to make sure our healthcare systems and our hospitals could meet capacity, and we needed to be ready for this storm that was coming. We got ready. We prepared. We hunkered down. We did everything we were supposed to do, and the storm never came. Now, there is, I don't want to downplay those who get COVID, and I know three people who had loved ones who passed from it. It is a horrible death. It's a bad way to go. But the numbers don't match what we are doing. Here in Dauphin County, we have 141 ventilators set aside. Of the 141 yesterday, five were being used for COVID-19 cases.
Wow.
57 were being used for other respiratory problems. So that's still 62. Not even 50% of our ventilator capacity is being used. And we're, you know, supposedly still spiking. And when I look at the ICU beds, and I looked at only 40% at max, 40% of our ICU beds have been used. And I've been talking to, the everyday physician and people in these hospitals, and they're saying our capacity is not being tested. We're okay to go. In fact, on our local radio station last week, we had a doctor saying the time is now. Let's open. I've had business people saying I'm not being able to open because of COVID, but you are killing me financially. My business is going under. I talked to a family last week who was struggling because they had a son who had created a business 5 years ago with his brother. He just became a recent father. The business has crashed. They've lost their money. He has no other income. He doesn't know what to do, and he was contemplating suicide. And they said, can you please get me
help? Oh, my God. Let's drill that. Yeah, that type of thing. And yet, Jeff, I wanted to ask you personally. I can get on anybody in the world reputedly. That's my trademark. And I was close to getting Governor Wolf on, and I tell our listeners here, this galaxy far, far away has impact on your life. Is he this arrogant, this adamant, or is he just throwing the ball to Rachel Levine, who I think is out of control with the metrics and the lack of science, to your point, and just will not recognize the story that you just told us?
And I have outside of government had conversations with Governor Wolf, and actually I've said this to people: if he were my neighbor, I'd have a great time with him. He's nice to talk to. He's a gentleman. But in this, I'm really confused, because if you notice, even his press conferences, he doesn't take any real press questions.
Right.
They all seem to be screened. He's not faced the music yet. And he kicks it over to Secretary Levine, who is not elected, who is appointed, who seems to be, you know, just, I don't know, just hell-bent on keeping on this path and not willing to say, let's take another look. And they keep saying it's data-driven. I'm looking at the data, and the data is saying we still have capacity. We're okay. Now let the rest of the world go forward. I think what we are doing, Dom, is we're dealing with the COVID crisis, and we've done that. And while we're doing this, the government – And I know I'm part of government, but I really dislike government at times. The state government is creating another crisis. We are creating a mental health crisis. Our corner, the corner across the river in Cumberland County, have both told me they're starting to see overdose cases spike. I know our crisis hotline number, they're getting more phone calls. And I've talked to business after business who says, what more do we – here's the other thing. If the governor – if they were really sincere about this when they started and thought this out, don't you think labor and industry should have been ready to handle the unemployment stuff?
Well,
how do you
of course.
Go in and pull the plug on all businesses and not be ready to deal with it?
Right.
I've talked to some businesses who shut down early on, trying to comply, doing the right thing. They filed for unemployment, and they still have not received any unemployment. How do we expect people to go 6-8 weeks without a paycheck? And we are creating another crisis where we're trying to solve one. There should be a balanced approach.
Well, that's exactly right. I come back to, I've heard the same thing you said about Governor Wolf, but throwing the ball off to an expert. You know, you were elected to office to listen to experts and then make the decision. You can't do it. Rachel Levine is unelected. I might add, Jeff, I have deep suspicion about her background to handle infectious disease necessarily. Her specialty is in adolescent eating disorder. She's a doctor. She's capable in that field, but she's not Dr. Fauci. The thing that I'm impressed with, you've just said it, what I wanted listeners to hear, Jeff Hayes with us from Dauphin County, is at the grassroots, people have had it. In other words, they were fearful. There's polling out there that says, hunker down, don't do anything, all that type of stuff. But I think they've gotten it that the lion's share of this, and you mentioned it, when you take away the nursing home numbers of morbidity in Dauphin County, you write a great thing in this piece that I'm going to put up on Twitter, my Twitter, that only 0.2% of the county's general population has tested positive, not 20%, not 2%, but 0.2%. So it's obvious it's time to move at least to stage yellow. Why is it you were rejected, Dauphin County, do you think?
Well, they keep focusing on cases. Right. And they tell us to do testing. And we do more testing. And I support testing. That way you can identify where the problem is and address it. So they're saying go do more testing. We do more testing. And, okay, guess what? We're going to penalize you for doing more testing. It does not make sense. And we know where the problems are. And we ought to be able to focus on those problems, put all of our efforts into that, and let's turn around the nursing homes. Let's turn around the assisted living facilities. Let's really focus on the problems and make sure they're taken care of and let the rest of the business go forward instead of creating a mental health crisis in them.
Exactly. Now, since you contain the state capitol, are you worried that when you reopen, maybe they'll make an example out of you? Because we've had a lot of that happening here where the police come even before the reopening and tell people to shut them down, lock them up. You're a whole county. Do you expect, if you reopen out of bounds on Friday, that the governor will retaliate with state money or something, I guess?
You would hope they wouldn't, but my fear is they probably will. And I'll tell you one. I'm actually typing on my computer because my screen went off. I just before I came on air got an email from the state, and this is amazing. And this is where I think they're going, because it's not only us. You're right. You named other counties, and I was on the phone this morning with counties up in the Northeast. Some of the small counties up in the Northeast are saying they're thinking about the same thing. But here's a letter from the insurance department. Insurance department warns of risk increased liability with noncompliance of business closure orders. And it's basically going through and saying, if you are in an area that the governor has deemed as red and they go yellow and you go forward, your insurance can be in jeopardy.
Who would make that decision? The insurance officials in Harrisburg?
This is from the Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, Jessica Altman.
Wow.
Oh. And this is the fear. And counties across this Commonwealth have been shut out of the process from day one. Just as we did with the voter register. I mean, this is their tactic. The voter machine debacle that we had last year, they excluded the counties, although we're supposed to carry out everything.
Right.
Same thing here. We're supposed to carry everything out. They've excluded counties from the decision-making to get into this. They've not included us in looking at numbers and how we get out of it. And it's just been extremely frustrating. They keep saying it's data-driven. But they're looking at, in my mind, they're looking at the wrong data. They only want to look at the data they want to look at. When they see this data, they can't explain why they're doing what they're doing.
Jeff,
I think the media is doing...
Well, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I think the media as a whole, not you guys, of course, but the media as a whole is bought into this fear tactic. Even just do the numbers, and I don't have it in front of me. I did it last week. When I look at the national media, they say, oh, my God, we could hit 143,000 deaths. Now, 143,000 deaths is horrible. No one wants to do that. But do the number percentage-wise, it's something like 0.04% of our population. That's the crisis. We're only halfway there. That's the crisis they're talking about. But they won't talk about the percentage of the population or those who are at risk. They throw a number out there to scare people. And I think that is wrong to scare our people. And I really think it becomes a philosophical difference. I have faith and confidence in our residents, in our businesses, to do the right thing. They've done it before. But what they will do, what makes their life difficult, is they scare the rest of the residents out there who do nothing but sit and watch this news so that they're so afraid to do it, and then they want to be nasty, negative people against those who are trying to do something. This is an organized scare tactic that's going on by mainstream media.
Without a doubt. They're incurious about the numbers and the things we talk about in talk radio. And thank God we have guys like you, though, that have moved forward with this. Jeff, is that a matter of public record? Could you possibly send Dan that memo from the insurance department? That, to me, is blackmail. So if you open up...
I sure will.
I'll put you on hold in a minute. So if you open up on Friday outside of the boundaries of the policy... She's saying not only would your rates go up, now that might be questionable too, but that your insurance might be invalid at that point?
It's saying businesses and residents rely on insurance coverage to protect them from liability, pay for covered losses, and compensate those who may be injured or harmed. It is the duty of every business and resident in Pennsylvania to ensure that they and the public at large are provided with maximum level of protection afforded by insurance. Any action that could potentially create coverage gaps are the antithesis of the civil duty required of all residents during this time of emergency.
Wow. Yeah, this is, it's not surprising, is it? I mean, that this is what we're facing, our own government. And again, it's not data-driven. It's driven by whatever is in the mind, I think, of Rachel Levine. And maybe the governor is just signing off, and he's gotten away with it, Jeff, because you're right, the media, I've said, don't cover him then. Don't cover Rachel Levine. Don't cover the governor, every newspaper, every TV station, until he takes direct questions and follow-ups. If he does, this will be exposed pretty quickly.
I would think so.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
Parting question. What are you doing? Why don't you move to Philadelphia? We could use a good commissioner here.
Hey, I go to Philadelphia often. I know your station. My wife and I are diehard Philadelphia sports fans around the horn. We were at the parade for the Super Bowl. We were at all the playoff games. We were at the World Series. Philadelphia is our weekend getaway when we can go. We love downtown Philly and some of the other things out there. It's our second home.
Let us know when you're coming, though. We got to buy you a drink, you and your wife at least, once we get through this. I'll put you on hold, and Dan will tell us how to get that information from the insurance director. Jeff, thank you. Stay in touch, please.
Keep up the great work, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.